Wait for it. Wait for it. Hello, Lola. There it is. But I was hoping for a Rita or a Jeannie giggle.
There
we go. Thank you. Not in the giggling mode or mood. Because usually everybody's really talkative, and then when they hear it's being recorded, they just become all deaf mute. It's like,
I mean, this is Julia. I'm like, hey.
There we go. That's not a deaf mute, is it?
I couldn't say that last week, but this week I can. So, hey, everybody. Where are all the party people at?
Well, some of them are, you know, getting ready to retire, which is not something you want to do tonight. Because everybody should have received an email from Dave Johnson. Let me just read it for you right quick, because I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a fun one. Don't miss the live webinar tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time. So that's in 56 minutes from now. We hope you will embrace our mission towards a whole new era. And if you don't receive emails from Dave Johnson, well, I feel for you, because you should. So I don't have a group list created yet to forward this on to everybody, but it is a webinar. It is happening tonight. And like I said, it's an hour from now, and I don't know where. I would forward it on to you, but I just accidentally deleted it.
So that's like things that make you go, So when I say I know I screwed up.
Okay, so I know Rita is on the line, and I've got to get myself a little bit organized here. But today's date is the last day of the month, isn't it?
Do you need the TTPs for the Zoom call?
Actually, what I can do, I just realized, I can put...
I just forwarded you the email.
Jeannie, you are a savior. Oh, there it is, right there. Okay, yeah, let me just give this up front here so everybody has it. There is no phone number. It's all Zoom. It's Zoom and Zoom only.
Right.
Here, let me do this for everybody, okay? It looks like you can do this. Yep, you can. Here, I am going to right now, because most of us have smartphones. Right here. Right there. Okay. So now everybody that's on the line has it in your phone. In a second, I've got to hit three different... Yep, see, I know it. See, there's Rita's phone tweeting away. And, Reed Nelson and I, our friendship goes way back. He's no longer with me, Ken. But he and I would sit and talk, and I remember years ago, he said, you remember the good old days, Vance, when we'd have to introduce somebody to Nikan, and we'd have to mail them a VHS tape, and we'd have to wait 3 to 5 days for them to receive it, and then we'd have to ding them and ding them and ding them to see, follow up to see if they watched it. Do you remember those? I said, those are really sad days, Reed. They really are. Because now, when you have something, I can immediately get it in somebody's fingertips within a matter of seconds. So, anyways...
Well, I still have my VHS.
I've heard they're coming back.
I'm proud. I still have mine. It's plenty of tape to go with it. So I have a VHS night, and I have one that I could travel with, too. So I ain't getting rid of mine.
Let's start out.
You're going to have to use that bad boy, you know?
Let's start out this evening. We're going to stay on track, and we're going to stay focused, because as we heard in lesson number two, that, falling off the horse, as William mentioned, if you listen to the audio version, that there was a guy on the horse that rode by, and true story, I was planting laurels last night in our backyard, and when Marty was talking about the Wright brothers, you know, discovering how to fly, the first men to, you know, actually fly at Kitty Hawk, literally, I wish I was making this up, as I was listening to that illustration.
I can take one game on Tuesday.
As I was listening to that illustration, a plane flew overhead and was gliding. No engine. Because usually you can hear the engine, but this plane, and it was really, really low compared to what they usually fly at. I mean, I looked up and I thought, I wonder if that's going to about to crash. Because there was no engine, no motor running. And I'm thinking, huh, this is kind of like William's illustration of falling off the horse. And I hope at this point, none of us have fallen off the horse, and at least we did the homework. What can somebody tell me was, there was a couple different homework assignments. Actually, I think I can only remember two. I did them. I know what they are, but I need two of you to pipe in here and tell me what one of the two were.
Well, this is Julia from Berkeley speaking. I'm just going to be honest with you. I didn't do the homework yet.
Okay.
I had some health issues that I deal with, but I can do it on the spot once I get, if you don't mind, if I get the question.
No, that's fine. Do you know what the homework was?
I don't.
No, okay.
I got them in front of me.
Okay.
No, they have to tell you one of them.
Now everybody's going to talk at once. So,
one of the homeworks was to continue to listen to the I Can attitude 5 times every day, minimal.
Okay, and was that which one? Lesson one, lesson two, or both?
In lesson two, he said continue your homework from lesson one.
Right.
So we are to continuously be listening a minimum of 5 times a day.
Okay. And then memorize what?
The first stanza.
Okay. And then the other aspect of the homework, so I guess there was actually three things that you needed to do. Listen to...
And then the other part was to listen once a day to the presentation itself.
Lesson number two, or read it.
Yes.
Okay, so we got that. So we're going to kick off tonight's call. Don't care. Don't want to know who did it, who didn't do it. If you have it in front of you, you can cheat. And you're allowed to do that. But if you continue to cheat, I know a lot of people, myself included, that when you continue to go down that road, and we could have the professor, Professor Thornton, tell us and explain to us that if you start down the path of cheating and doing just enough because it's good enough, it rarely is. But if you fall through, if you do the memorization, 6 weeks from now, you'll have the whole I Can mantra, or lesson one, completely memorized. And what is that going to do for you?
Wow.
Well, I can tell you from my own experience. Let's see. Let me review real quick. Customer buys a product, opens the product, touches the product. Now they want to upgrade to a bigger size of that product, but Nikan won't take it back. Place an order, told that this will get me quality enrolled, but it doesn't. Check to find an order, thinking it was placed, and it's not there. Try to use a product and it falls apart and it's brand new. Now, I'd love to say these are experiences that happened over the weekend or all last week, but that was just today. And these are experiences that Rita, Larry, and I all shared. And my point is this. My I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings. Keep going.
My I can attitude.
My I can attitude and my results
follow
one another.
Follow
one another. And they're inseparable. I forgot that part. My results. Once we commit that to memory, it's all of a sudden you'll find yourself going through scenario after scenario after scenario and go, wait a second. When a customer calls or texts you and say, hey, tell me more about this, I go instantly into the mode, my I can attitude allows me to teach clients something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. Or making positive habits. And so this will just, it'll flow like just talking. Oh, you know what the other fun experience was today that I got to use my I can attitude? When I was on the phone with Larry, and a fruit fly flew all the way down my throat. It's very difficult to have a conversation when you have a fruit fly in your throat. And I did not have any water. So, enough of my story. Let's do it again together. And if you don't have it in front of you, I encourage you to pull it up off of your text that I sent you last week. It should be in your smartphone. And if you don't have a smartphone and you have like what I used to use, what I called a dumb phone, because it wasn't very smart, but it still worked, you need to have it printed off in front of you. It needs to be printed more than one place. It needs to be taped around your house. And if your spouse or significant other or your kids don't like it, well, be a little more discreet and put it in some place where you can hide it. Until it's memorized, all six stanzas, it's critical. And I think William pointed that out, that he makes it a point to not just this, but several other things. So let's do it again from the beginning.
My I can attitude
is a manifestation of my
My results are acceptable. They follow one another.
It's just one little short thing. So, now let's have some fun. I'm going to start with something borrowed, something blue, something... No. We're going to start with... I'm sorry, you know, when it's 5 o'clock in the evening and you encounter as many things as I encounter during the potential of a day, it's just the way my brain works. The hamster gets sidetracked and starts running really fast and it falls off. Jeannie, this is I Can attitude number 8 for you. Listening to lesson 2, and by the way, a little housekeeping note for everybody. That email address that Marty gave, that you can email him your takeaway or something you learned each time you listen to it, that goes nowhere. And I'd love to say to you, hey, I'll give you my email address and y'all can email me. But there's 24 of you. 24 times 7 is what? It's a whole heck of a lot of emails. Okay? I would love to say I'd love to read all of your thoughts every day on what you get when you listen to it, but can I be honest and say it's not going to happen? So this is the way we process it. Looking back over the last week, 7 times listening to it, or maybe you only did 4, maybe you did 5, whatever it is. What'd you glean, Jeannie?
Several
left
things.
Left is negative. Avoid the left.
Do we have more than one, Jeannie? I'm sorry.
I'm
looking for... I'll go with last name. Sorry. Jeannie Zeden.
There we go.
Thank you.
I have several things written down because, from different insights. Probably my biggest one was do your work this day.
Mm.
And just get this day's work done. And I have an example of a wonderful, you want me to say that?
Yeah, yeah,
thing
go ahead.
That happened for me. I called a customer who had gotten a waterfall, and just to check on her, because I haven't heard back from her since she got her waterfall. And left her a message, and she called me right back, which was really kind of cool. And I had just a time with her when I could educate her about a few things. I told her about Mr. Masuda, about our humans being more philosophy, how we have a team support, because she kept talking about another water filter she had gotten before from Germany and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, any time, I said, what I love about Nikan is that any time, because we're a team here, anytime you have a question, you phone me, call headquarters. It's really awesome. And she said, you know, I really love that. She goes, because I didn't have that correspondence or anything with anybody else. So she loves the fact that I checked up on her. And then she said, I noticed you have other things. And she went into Kim's and Vital Balance and how she's tried other things, you know. And so we had a great conversation about that. So I was so thrilled to make that call and to check on her. And I learned, again, how important follow-up is with our customers and to be customer-centric. And when you have the thought, do it. So that's your do your work this day.
Well, and, you know, just what you just said, that that's, 2, 3, is that the fourth stanza? My ICANN attitude adds value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's several of them. It allows you to teach your client something. I mean, all of those.
Yeah.
You know, build value. Mm-hmm.
But, and William really, really stressed that, and so did Marty in this week's lesson, that NICAN is very uniquely different. It's great when you have we have some friends that have that same German water system, but theirs is installed, and it's upstairs in their house. So they bought the waterfall to have it downstairs. You know, and he's German, so I understand him wanting to buy a German unit, you know, but again, this is a different thing. So great. Let's see, I want to go to somebody who's newer. Liz Coker, lesson 2. What'd you glean from it?
Not very much, Sam.
Okay.
I just understood it. Now, I did read repeat lesson 1 and read that at least 5 times a day, or listened to it or read it. And I actually tried to memorize, but you know that I'm not one for making excuses. But you also know that I've had several mini strokes, and the brain doesn't work exactly right. So I'm hopping down just like I used to in school, several times trying to remember it.
Okay. Yeah, that Liz, you're such an encouragement, because for a lot of us, memorization is not going to come easy. But it's the principles behind it. And I don't know necessarily.
It used to for me, pretty easy. Not always. I couldn't just remember anything. But I tell you, I really have. I struggle now remembering my name from day to day. But I also did not listen to the portion that I was supposed to, because my computer is dead and I couldn't get it on my phone. So, I'm a week behind, basically.
Okay, that's the beauty of it. All the lessons are recorded. They're all underneath the ICANN tab on SaturdayAMLive.com. And I would encourage you, anybody who's doing this for the first time, Molly Chang was great about, she would print them off. That way she could take it with her. And once it's printed, you can go to the library and print them off. I don't know. I've never done that before. So, or go to a friend's house and say, hey, can I use your computer? I need to print something off. Take your own paper.
I looked for computers today, So, and I don't have a clue how to hook up to a printer when from my phone. But anyway, I am
wondering
for as to the lesson. But I
okay. Okay, cool. All right, let's go to who did I want to go to?
Yeah, where did he say you can get SaturdayAlive.com? I have her on mute. We're on together, so Brenda, just let me know. I have her on mute, so that's why. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
By the end of the 12 weeks.
Brenda, trying to speak. Is it my turn to speak?
Go for it.
Okay. You said that we can.
I can
find this
on SaturdayAMLive.com. That's the website.
I can at SaturdayAlive.com.
Nope,
thank you.
No. Rewind. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And once you're there, there's a whole, scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see a whole bunch of, now if you do this from your iPhone, you're not going to find it. It's very difficult. If you do it from a computer, you'll see a whole list of little tabs. They look like file folder tabs. And one of those off to the right says, I can. You click on that, you'll see all 12 lessons in reverse order, starting with lesson 12. So you just scroll down. You're welcome. You just scroll down until you find lesson 2, and that's what you want to start with, because it's an imperative. But then starting tomorrow, we're jumping into lesson 3. Okay, so now
that's good. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go to Catherine from California. Do we have Catherine with us? Okay. Well, I know Rita's on the phone, so Rita, lesson 2.
Don't listen to old Lefty.
And Rita, let me put you on the spot. What's the age of old Lefty for you?
I'm not going to answer that.
So let's just say it's a little greater than the half century that I'm approaching here in a couple of months, right?
Okay.
Some more. Okay, that's how our girls learned how to do addition. Some more, or I can't remember how to do subtraction, but I know addition is some more. So it's some more past the half century mark for you. Why is it imperative for you not to listen to old Lefty?
Because your right brain's more creative.
Hmm. That's good. That's
and
good.
That repetition conquers old habits and old patterns.
Hmm. Okay. That's a key statement right there. Repetition conquers old patterns, old habits. Because a lot of times some of those old patterns and old habits are not very healthy. Okay? Pauline. Thomas. Gunkerton, Iowa. Do we have Colleen with us? I'm going to guess that's a no. How about Dee Welsh?
Okay, yes, I'm here. So what's sticking out for me is I don't do negative and I don't listen to negative people. And in the past week, I'm in Illinois, and last week I went up to Wisconsin to join 6 other nurses. We all went to nurses training together 100 years ago and came from 3 states. And they
so your old Lefty is older than Rita's old Lefty, in other words.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So they do not want me to mention anything at all about new things. That's sort of the history. So, and it's very hard to, respect that, which is their wish, and also respect my right to use my voice. And I'm going to be helping out at an Eakin booth at an autism conference in May in the area, and it's quite a large conference. And I decided to come to just share with them something I'm really excited about, and that is that I'm going to be helping out at this conference. And I gave them an example of a woman who pulled it together, who's in Eakin and is from Brussels, Patty, I can't remember her last name, it's Della La Garza or something like that. She was born in Mexico. But she had a very severely autistic daughter, diagnosed in 1999, did all kinds of things. About 3 years ago, was introduced to Nikon, and this daughter is now applying to medical school.
Wow.
And the big things were the water and the sleep and the magnetics. So I just wanted to share that with them. You know, it didn't have anything to do with me other than I'm helping out with this. But to just share something really valuable that I think is worthwhile knowing. And I also shared, you know, what I've heard that Dr. Melanie Caldwell has talked about and others, that if we're on track the way it's going with autism by 2025, the possibility of one out of two children will be on the autism spectrum. So when I said that, one of the gals said, oh, I don't believe that. Where'd they get that information? And what are they going to do about it? And, you know, is that proven? And I thought, I just didn't really want to get, enter into that negative, what I was judging as negative.
You know, something, Dee, let me just throw something out at you. When you encounter people like that, it's much like my oh man, I've got to be careful here who I address this as, because I don't want to go the negative route. When you get around teenagers and you share something and they come back with that response, oh, that can't be true. 2025, there will be more plastic water bottles in the oceans than there will be fish swimming in the sea. Oh, where'd you get that information? Google it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Because everybody.
And you can take a non-hostile approach with people. I don't do this with my teenage daughters, especially the one that lives with us, or her cousin, who challenges me on a regular basis, my niece. But with somebody that you don't want to be so combative with, I say, you know, I learned from my daughters that if I question something that they share with me, I just grab my phone or grab the laptop or the iPad and I just look it up. Type in whatever, you know, will the autism rates by the year 2025 be one out of every two or 50% of all kids? And with the question mark. And watch what comes back. And it's startling. The bottle cap or the bottle plastic bottles, that was supposed to be 2030. And recently they've changed it because we're not doing anything different to curb our use and our consumption of bottled water. And we're not curbing our tendency just to throw them away on the ground. And then they get washed into the streams and into the rivers and end up out in the ocean. So, you know, there's another tactical way to do it, but with teenagers, I just say, Google it. Why don't you look it up? If you don't believe me, look it up. It's all there. That's what the internet's for, right?
Right.
So it's one of those things. And Dee, you definitely are in that category of, you know, my I can attitude allows me to teach something. And if you stay in that mode and kind of do it low under the radar and just simply say, hey, you know, that's the fun part about it. Let's keep moving if we can. Rather than me call on people and wait for dead air, there were several of you that didn't get a chance to share last week, too, and I apologize for driving and all the background noise, but, you know, I couldn't control that my dad accidentally spilled oil onto the serpentine belt and it fell off the van we were driving. That was an extra 2 hours. I mean, you can't control things like that. We're spending an extra hour at the border that we didn't plan on. But who else wants to share from what you gleaned from lesson number two? And or memorizing the first part of the stanza.
Vance, this is Gary in Portland.
Good
I can
morning,
echo the whole
Gary.
Good morning, don't you think?
Just seeing if you're awake.
Yeah, I'm on the same theme of doing this day's work and not allowing old Lefty. And the thing that this can get in the way of, like, well, instead of doing the lesson, I'll take out the garbage.
Mm.
Or instead of doing the lesson, I'll go shovel this. Oh, I don't need to shovel. Anyway, so but there's this internal dialogue of what I can do instead of doing the lesson, and or if I need to pick up the phone because I'm supposed to be returning a call. So I heard myself a couple of times having that dialogue, and I just, like, walked away from the room I was in to pick up the paper and sat down and read the lesson.
Gary, let me share something with you I learned as a kid, but I'm gonna ask you the question. What is your favorite food?
Eggs.
Eggs. Okay. What is something that you will not eat unless you were in a concentration camp and they were forcing you to eat? You absolutely hate it. But
insects.
You know it's good for you.
Insects.
Okay, insects. No. Something that's actually edible. Well, I guess insects are edible, but a food like Brussels sprouts or broccoli, something that you know is good for you, but you just don't enjoy it.
Okay, just to play along, I'll say spinach.
Spinach. Okay. So if we categorize your activities into egg activities or spinach activities, our tendency, as you just shared, is to do the egg activities, because you like
right.
those. Take out
yeah.
the garbage. The problem is, man cannot live on eggs alone, right? We know spinach is good for us, but some of us don't like it. We don't like a spinach salad. We loathe cooked spinach, no matter what you put on it.
Right.
And so the bottom line is, we can do the egg activities all day long. For most people, we'd categorize them as ice cream activities. Oh, yeah, I'll just do this. And before you know it, all those spinach activities, or all the liver and onion activities, or the Brussels sprout activities, the things that we know are going to build our business, they're not getting done. But, man, the house got redusted again for the fourth time today. Look how clean it is. I can do an in-home now and show off my clean home. Well, oh, wait, I got to call people to invite them to the in-home.
That's right.
So, yeah, this day's work is crucial. And as Marty said, because once it's done, it can't be taken away. Who's next?
Vance is Ann.
Go ahead, Ann.
I wrote something down each day, but the things that really stuck out to me was that the need to adjust the business model to make a connection easier, and it so happened that a horse didn't drive by, but I mentioned this on your Saturday call. I happened to watch Dave in the YouTube, Dave Johnson, in a YouTube video sharing Nikan, and I felt like it was from 15 years ago, because it's what I had learned, like the Wright brothers, the principles, you know, that whole thing about they learned the principles, and Dave was just talking about the principles that we made it very simple, and it just, that whole thing with the Wright brothers became like it was Nikan, and it was simple principles that we just need to keep sharing. So that was one thing.
And Ann, I want to reiterate what Ann shared on Saturday morning on Saturday AM Live is on YouTube, type in how I share Nikan. And that video, that 24-minute video, I haven't even taken the time to watch it. I watched it, part of it, without the audio, and I agree with you 100%. It's exactly the simplicity of how fun and how simple it is to share Nikan, However, you go back 18 years prior to the turn of the century, prior to the internet being rampant, and that's the simplicity of what we get to share. And that's the methods will change, but the message needs to remain the same.
And the one last thing that hit me today was on one of the pages it said sales and upgrading must continue as we're learning to apply the laws that we will use to produce explosive growth. I was like, oh, so we are going to wind up with explosive growth at the end of this, because that's what happened the last time I did this. I had explosive growth in my auto ship line. So I'm going to expect that again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very good. Does niece Suzanne want to follow? No?
Did you just call me?
I did call Suzanne Steele. Are you present?
I am present.
Lesson two for you, Suzanne.
I think Gary kind of touched on it, and you just touched on it. I think it's constantly giving in to what seems safe. And I certainly, another piece to it is knowing that I need to be assertive in some things, and that's kind of a side thing of what I got out of the lesson, even though it's not, you know, Marty doesn't say be assertive in this lesson, but it's something that I'm learning. But the being safe, for instance, working on the website issues that we're working through for our personal web page, that's safe for me. That's taking up some time, and it's allowing me to not do other things.
It's one of the things, and I think Marty addressed this, that we can get caught up in homework and studying, and we can miss completely miss customers and consultants that are walking right in front of us. You know, we can go to the library and learn more about magnetics and how it impacts our body when we sleep. You know? And miss the people sitting right next to us at the library. Oh, no, I got to study. I got to understand how this works. And meanwhile, they're hobbling using a walker. Or they're coughing and they're using an inhaler. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're right in front of us, but, oh, we're too busy doing our homework. Oh, my goodness. Lord forbid.
Hey, Ben?
Yes.
Tyra.
Good evening, Tyra.
Hi. Mine was the question in the lesson. So what are the laws regarding customers? Is there any way to determine a number of principles you can use to reach and care for people, institutions, organizations already looking for energy medicine? And how that showed up for me, I would say the last few weeks, I went back in my notes and I looked at a date when I registered a customer named Rosie. She's one of my sister's best friends in Hayward, California, and she's been diagnosed with kidney disease. So she's done a lot of things in her diet to change her diet. She exercises. She walks a lot. She's doing some of the things she knows to do. However, with the Meekin, I've only been able to get her to the water bottle, the back flex, and the J Green. And so even in the process of learning to take that daily, but what I chose to do with her is concentrate on training, education and training. And what I realized, you can tell people to go to the website, but if they don't know what they're even looking for, how to look, I find they can get lost. And so So what I've been doing with her, setting up an appointment the last 3 weeks, this Friday will be our third appointment. And last week and the week before, I did three ways with some of my upline. And one of the ladies last Friday I did the three-way with was a lady named Tuki. And Tuki has one kidney. She's a meeting consultant in Nevada. She has one kidney. And I was really surprised how having that conversation with Tuki, someone I'd say she could really relate to, really moved her. She was really inspired by the conversation, could relate to the conversation. And she was, when we got off the call, she says, "Oh, I'm going online. I'm going to look at that cocoon." And so so that's
you, if I understand you, Tara, you did a three-way with Tuki?
Yes, last Friday. And
okay.
I did a three-way the week before with, I think, Ruth Lowe. But just having her something other than me, you know.
Well, let me, and for the rest of us, if you don't know, everybody should know who Ruth Lowe is, okay? That woman's a powerhouse. But Tyra, or what Tyra also mentioned, Tuki Johns is not quite as well known. But if you get any prospect on the phone with Tuki Johns, they're toast. Okay, they're like, I mean, back the wellness home dump truck up to their front door. You know, beep, 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 because they're going to go on the catalog on the shopping cart and they're going to start ordering because Tuki knows how to get to the core of the issue. Tuki's daughter is Tara Marshall. She's one of the teachers that has integrated NECAN Solutions into her classroom.
Wow.
And how does Vance get to know all these people? I call them and I ask to interview them on Saturday AM Live. And if you want to, by the way, a little side note teaser, if you want to hear a great autism story, well, tune in to last Saturday's recording from 2 days ago, but better yet, tune in this Saturday and hear Ebony Combs, Full Tilt, Open Up the Line, Q&A, talk about what has happened in less than 2 months with her daughter's autism. I challenged her on Saturday, and I said, "Ebony, how do you share what you just shared without losing it?" Because my eyes are sweating. That was my comment. And then she piggybacked on that and said, "Well, let me share something with you that I may get emotional about." And that was hearing my daughter say for the first time, "I love you."
Yeah.
That's the power of these products. And when we connect, when we do three ways, we're going to hear more about three ways. I think it's in lesson 5 or 6, but absolutely crucial to what Marty talked about in lesson 2. Don't negate gathering customers. Don't wait until lesson 12 till we've got it all figured out. Oh my goodness, that would be an extreme tragedy. Extreme tragedy. Colleen, I know you texted me. I know you're back on the line. What did you learn from lesson number 2?
Okay. One of the biggest things was being in the right mind, that the left brain has lots of negative talk, and the right brain is inspirational. So just to keep that in mind, and repetition is a big thing. So
okay.
Those are the biggest things, I guess. And I couldn't get the recording. I could only get the lesson. So I don't know why that was.
Okay. That's a good question, because it should be there. It's under the little, it's in blue, and it says Live with Marty under each lesson. And if that's not there, let's you and I talk, and we'll figure out why it's not coming up.
Yeah, it's there, but I clicked on it several times, but just couldn't get it.
Okay.
I'll keep trying.
Okay. Good. That's the spirit right there. Don't give up. And please, if you can't find, I said this last week or 2 weeks ago, if you can't find something, don't get frustrated. Call me. Text me. Go find a passenger pigeon and send a telegram or something. Okay? It's crucial. Absolutely crucial. Wow, for Larry, we haven't heard from any of the men besides Gary.
This is Ralph.
There we go. Ralph, what did you learn from lesson two? And
well,
we're running long here, so I want to get through as many people as we can, if possible.
Well, I'll be real short. There's a whole bunch, but, you know, don't procrastinate. Be a servant to the customer. Don't assume that because you know it, they know it. That's just a few.
I like the aspect to be a servant to the customer. Help them understand. Help educate them. That's part of our job. Excellent.
Yep.
Thank you, Ralph.
Back on mute.
I'm looking at a whole bunch of West Coast people that I haven't called on yet. Mom, Joanne, Larry, Catherine.
Do we have to do number two, or could I do number one?
Joanne, you can do whatever one you want to from this point. What did you learn from lesson one?
Okay, I kind of wrote it out because it was long. It was terrible. I applied my I can attitude to a day full of negative situations that started with an emergency, and it just threw I was running on adrenaline all day long, kept it up. Got on the call just in time to hear people telling their story, and my phone went dead. And I plugged it in, and I couldn't get it going again, and I said to myself, that's it. That is enough, and I was angry. Then next 2 seconds later, I thought, you know what? In the big scheme of things, it doesn't matter, and tomorrow will be a better day. And so I applied, that's how I applied the I Can attitude.
You know, and Joanne, I'm thinking about that in hindsight.
Uh-huh.
When you encounter negative after negative after negative, whether they're people or just drastic situations, whether it's an emergency, at some point during the day you just say, you know, I can't do this anymore. I just want to start over. And you say, well, you know, I'm just going to go to bed early and finish this day. Well, that kind of might be tough if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, because most of us don't need that much sleep. But my point is, we can regroup and retract out of a scenario. My I can attitude gives me serenity, the 6th point in the mantra. We're going to encounter stuff. It's just, it's inevitable.
It's unbelievable. I could not believe that many things could be thrown up at me. It almost made me laugh in hindsight. But I got through it. I did fine at the end, but it wore me out. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I went to bed.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's...
Okay, excellent.
I was happy. I'll share one.
Go ahead, Mom.
You guys know I'm a lot about food. A lot about food. And this was just off the cuff. And I thought, you know what? I've had so many favors done for me at the Grange, where we get a lot of things. Denny's way more involved in it than I am and knows the people. But I decided I was going to show them something that maybe they didn't know. So the dandelions are just out here beautiful. I grabbed about 3 dandelion leaves, took my recipe I had made the night before that was, I thought, absolutely delicious with the dandelion greens, and ran up to the Grange, and I said, with the recipe, I had about 4 or 5 copies of it, and I said, hey, you guys want me to show you something that makes, how many of you have eaten dandelion greens? They're really good this time of year, and they're really, really good for you. And they kind of looked at me kind of strange, and I said, no, let me show you. And so I went to one of them, I went to Jerry Vance, and she goes, okay, I says, now watch this. It's going to take 30 seconds. You turn the leaf upside down, you strip it off after you put it in cold water so it's really brittle, and you've got your leaves, and you chop through it about 3 times. That's how simple it is. And here's the recipe I made. And she says, oh, well, thank you. 3 other people asked for it. Okay, these are people I don't know that well. So this is out of, you know, it's to get to know people. It's to get to know people and build some kind of a relationship. That's all I can say. Is that goofy?
No, it's not goofy. Well, it falls directly into being able to teach people something, being proactive.
Exactly.
And when they doubt
it... Something that will add value. It doesn't have to be about me and what can I sell them, or do I have to find out their need right now.
but just to make a step in that direction. Two of them were people I'd never even seen before. Didn't know who they were.
That's the beauty about it. Sandra, I'm going to go from Oregon all the way to Virginia because I almost missed you. What'd you learn from lesson two?
This is Sandra.
There we go.
One of the things I really liked last week was when Gary said how he changed that last statement at the end. The statement now reads, if you don't know people, you don't know, if you don't know people, you don't know business. And he changed it to, if you want to be successful in business, you must know people.
Yeah.
And all during the week, that was just ringing in my head, and I loved it. And thank you, Gary, because what it tells me is, if I am embarking on something that I don't know what to do with or something that looks negative, I just need to understand the person behind it. And it really opened me up so that my I can attitude was able to shine with less of a challenge. It was great. I really liked it. It was meaningful and still remains meaningful to me. So what I mean from that is everything we are learning in the I can experience doesn't necessarily come from where you would think it would come from. And it behooves us to be 100% committed in everything because you never know where your aha is going to come from.
And that's the main thing. Larry pointed this out last session. The main coming together, the camaraderie that's formed on a call like this, as each one of us shares what we're learning, what we're gleaning, it's like having several professors all tag teaching a class. I mean, it's huge. What I experienced in Mexico 5 weeks ago, what we called orientation, six people, but three couples each took a turn on orientating this group that some of us had never been to Mexico before. So they had all this list of things. And it took them about an hour and a half to go through all these things. Said, hey, if you guys are going to have a great week here, these are some basics that we need to cover. You know, because you're in a foreign country. And man, was it wonderful. But the best part was we had six different people sharing. And, you know, add all their years, collective experience of living overseas, and it was over 30 when you combined all of those three couples together. Why would we not want to learn from them? I mean, that was what was cool. Lori or Selena, Janice, Larry.
This is Selena.
Okay, Selena, go ahead. Lesson two.
Oh, boy. Well, I listen to the recording every day, and got a little bit out of each one. It's mainly I don't do negative, and I don't listen to negative people. And I've got a great coach because my husband's very positive. So he calls my attention to anything that I say that is not quite on the positive side. So anyway, but we are preparing to put our house on the market. And getting rid of old treasures and memorabilia is something I have put off and dreaded for many years.
Uh-huh.
But with the beginning of this new I can attitude, it's much easier than I had anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting go of things that I never thought I could.
I'm going to send you something, Selena, that rocked my world. And I'm only going to send it to you, but it was something that my wife found, and it has revolutionized. Selena, where's home for you again?
Bayfield, Colorado.
Ooh, you're a little ways away. I was going to say, when you finish, you know, de-purging, or when you finish purging, or having the cathartic experience and getting rid of all these treasures,
yeah.
I was going to offer you a job, and you can come help us.
I'm talking about 60 years of accumulation.
Ooh, yeah. See, we're only going on 21 being in this house. So Yeah. Well, when you get finished, if you want to come and enjoy a few days of R&R, I'm looking at a million-dollar view, and there's several people on the line that can vouch for that.
So we are hoping to move to northern Idaho, so we will be closer to you.
There you go. So when you come up on a scouting trip, you can come an extra 7-8 hours and come hang out with us, and while you're hanging out here, we'll put you to work.
Would you like to come down here and help us now?
I'd love to say yes on that one, but we're a little stacked up. Okay, I know Vera's not on the line, Vera's listening.
I'm
okay,
here.
Vera, do you want to share what you learned from lesson two?
Yes. Well, I learned how to listen, but also I learned, about myself, that this is the place I am in the right place, the right time for myself, and I went through my other things, mainly health, and I heard someone talking about mini strokes. And I think I suffered some of those at my time this year. And I'm still continue going through it, and I'm getting better and better, and actually I'm improving everything overall. And I'm just really grateful to be here, guys.
Okay. Vera, I'm going to text you Liz's number so the two of you can get in touch with each other.
Yes, I
love
that.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was number two, Vera. Okay.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh. Anybody else that I missed that we did not get to share? Okay. On that note, gang, it's the top of the hour. Thank you so very much. I hope at this stage of the game you're getting as much out of this, if not more, than I am. And the emails and the texts I get from everybody. Lesson number three, jump in with both feet. Don't wait until like Thursday or Friday or next Sunday night and go, oh, I didn't listen to that, or I didn't read it every day. I got to do that. Don't do that. Do this day's work. Don't put it off. Okay? It's incredibly crucial. Absolutely incredibly crucial. And one other housekeeping thing that Rita was going to remind me of, and I reminded myself of it. When you place an order, thank you, Rita. I saw your name at the top of my list, and I thought, oh, I got to remember that. When you place an order, whether it's for a customer or you're placing it under your ID number, make sure it's retail. Please, please, please do yourself that favor. When you place in a retail order, regardless of where it's shipped, regardless of whose credit card is used, it will count for volume, okay? Too many people are falling short, or they're not being quality enrolled, or they're missing out on a whatever it may be because of that. And if you have concerns about, well, it's not retail, well, make it retail. Something in that order is going to get used with a customer in mind. So, on that note, I texted everybody. Yes.
And the point.
The point. Oh, yes. Thank you, Frida. The point. Don't go by the wholesale amount. If you're trying to figure out what the point is, if you're like ordering a bunch of stuff and you want to figure out exactly what the point value is, put in a mock order on the shopping cart, but click the wholesale button, and whatever that total up is, whatever the grand total is before sales tax and shipping, that's your point volume. And I know this is elementary to some of us, but it's crucial, because if you phone in an order for a customer, you're putting it in you're logged in underneath of a customer's account, you're going to get skewed on the amounts, the total amounts, because you're looking at retail then, and you got to subtract 25% or 20%. However you do the math, it's all semantics. So, anyways, if you just put it in as a mock order first, then you'll know exactly what the point value is, especially when you're reaching towards the end of the month, towards rank qualification, or being quality enrolled, or, helping. Just be careful of that. But always put the orders in as retail. So, we've got a Zoom to jump on. And I don't want to make anybody late, and you should have it on your phone. Yes.
Just wanted to mention at the top of the ICANN 2 site, the first thing it says, note, a list of all original ICANN 2 calls are at that address. So if you can't figure it out down below, click on that and look for the week.
Yeah. Steve has done an excellent job on the website of kind of doubling up on stuff. If you just keep looking, but rather than keep looking, don't get frustrated.
Yeah.
Reach out
contact
to somebody. Just call me, for Pete's sake. But not before, okay, like 5 a.m. my time. Right? I will not answer the phone. But you can text anytime you want. Anytime. Night or day, makes no difference. Okay? But don't get frustrated because you can't find some. It's so crucial, especially at this stage of the game. So lesson 3 next week, and again, as I mentioned, this Saturday on Saturday AM Live, Ebony Combs will be doing a question and answer on the subject of autism. This gal is sharp, folks, and what she's seen in less than 2 months, not only with her autistic daughter, but also her aging father and aging aunt, who stopped, and this is going to be sound like a medical claim, she stopped her chemotherapy treatment at the doctor's advice, because her body was responding so well to the Nican solution. That's, I know, that sounds like a medical claim, but that's what happened. So, anyways, she'll be with us this Saturday. Have a great evening. Jump on the Zoom. I don't know who's doing the Zoom, but jump on. We'll find out together. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks.